Good afternoon, everybody. We're here on Anchor. Today's topic, not a drug I personally have ingested, but I was playing around on the WebMO app, and you can import just random chemicals, and I don't know. I've been a frequent user of the Arrowhead website, and I until after I had messed with, or until I after I had quote unquote imported BZ into the WebMO, I don't recall it ever seeing it on Arrowhead, but they have a little page for it now on Arrowhead, so I figured we could go ahead and break this one down for a bit. Common and brand names: Agent Buzz, EA2277, and QNB. It's it affects classification are anticholinergic deliriant, a dissociative hallucinogen, and an incapacitant. Yeah, okay, so BZ. Oh, okay, chemical name: 3. Quince, wait, what is this? Clidinyl or benzylate. Anyway, I feel bad that I couldn't pronounce that one. That sucks. Anyway, all right, so we're going into the effects page. Oh, poor souls, whoever had to actually. Okay, the positive. Okay, upon recovery from effects, some subjects report refreshed, feeling in good mood. After, yeah, okay, so here we go. BZ duration: oral, IM, and IV. Approximately 70 to 80 hours. The onset, in 1 hour, it comes up. Oh no, actually, it's over the course of like 6 hours before it reaches its peak. Okay, the onset is 1 hour. Coming up is 2 to 3 hours. It plateaus for 50 to 60 hours, and then the come down is 5 to 10 hours. After effects, 10 to 20 hours. Hangover, days or weeks. Jesus, good God Christ. Okay, so the neutral effects: heightened deep tendon reflexes. These are under neutral. Clipped flat speech, slurred speech, stereotyped utterances, fixation on short catchphrases or figures of speech, frank hallucinations, elaborate interaction with hallucinations, smoking and drinking of phantom cigarettes and beverages, decreased appetite, thirst, mydriasis, extreme pupillary dilation. Confibulation, giving plausible but false explanations of bizarre behavior. Micrographia, tiny writing sometimes observed with schizophrenic. Illusion of red coloration of skin, loss of sense of the passage of time. Negative. That was just neutral, negative. Dizziness, headache, errors of speech, dry mouth, dry eyes, nausea, usually without vomiting, subjective weakness, ataxia, uncoordinated movement, extreme restlessness, clonic spasms, repetitive muscle contractions, paranoia, fear, unease, night terrors. Vivid open eye hallucinations with a nightmare quality. Confusion, delirium, impaired cognitive function, sedation, stupor, semi-coma at high doses. Preservation, fixation on words or themes, unable to disengage from them. Amnesia, blockade of the sweat glands, impairing heart dispersal, cardiac failure possible in large doses. Yikes. Yeah, that was just, I didn't think anything could peak for 50 hours. That's pretty dramatic. What else does it say? BZ is a potent anti-cholinergic deliriant or incapacitant. Cause long-lasting effects that closely resemble those of tropine, alkaloid cousins, atropine, and scopolamine, the active agents in Datura and Belladonna. This includes highly idiosyncratic effects such as the impulse to take off one's clothes or to smoke phantom cigarettes. In anticipation or in incapacitating doses, 7 to 8 micrograms per kilogram. Okay. Oh, all right. So it's a few hundred micrograms you're probably taking. Okay. The onset is a slow, lasting roughly 3 to 4 hours, during which time the ingester may alternate between fatigue and restlessness, with growing disorientation. By the fourth hour, people may enter a stuporous slumber for several hours. Upon wakening, they will be profoundly disoriented for another 48 hours or so, which they will typically experience extreme confusion, hallucinations, and delirium. BZ also has a range of psychological effects, most of which are unpleasant. These include extreme dilation of the pupil and difficulty focusing vision, which may exacerbate disorientation and hallucination. BZ also impedes heart dispersal, leading to danger of overheating within normal temperature conditions. Well, wait, hang on. Well, the active dose is the active dose for this crap is like 8, whatever, a few, about less than 10 milligram, or less than 10 micrograms per kilogram of weight. The LD50 is estimated approximately 250 micrograms per kilogram. So you would have to, which is, the active dose is already unpleasant. And the LD50, you would have to take twice what it would take to, twice the amount you would have to take for an active dose per kilogram of body weight. So you have to take about 100, 200 times the active dose of this stuff to die from it, although it seems like just an active dose probably is resembling something close to a delirium kind of death anyway. So, yikes. I don't know, I just kind of felt like recording something today. Nothing too necessarily profound and specific, but something I felt like talking about, I guess. Thanks for listening.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.